Morning walk in Chaitanya Vihar Vrindavan, reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 5th chapter, text number 2.
Tamodaram jasitam sangi sangam.
13th of November 2011.
Mahantas
Mahantas
Te
Samam
Samam
Sita
Sita
Prasanta
Prasanta
Mahantas Te Samam Sita Prasanta
Mahantas Te Sita Samam Prasanta
Vimanyavaha
Suridaha
Suridaha
Sadhava
Sadhava
Ye Vivannava Surida Sadhavaye
Vivannava Surida Sadhavaye
Mahat Sevam Dharam Ahur Vimukte
Mahat Sevam Dharam Ahur Vimukte
Stamo Dharam Jasitam Sangi Sangam
Stamo Dharam Jasitam Sangi Sangam
Mahantaste Samasittaha Prasanta
Mahantaste Samasittaha Prasanta
Vimannava Surida Sadhavaye
Vimannava Surida Sadhavaye
Mahat Sevam Dharam Ahur Vimukte Stamo Dharam Jasitam Sangi Sangam Mahantaste Samachittaha Prasanta Vimannava Surida Sadhavaye
Mahat Sevang Dwaram Ahur Vimuktesh
Mahat Sevang Dwaram Ahur Vimuktesh
Everybody will be asked to read it also. Be prepared.
Tamo Dwaram Yositam Sanghi Sangam
Tamo Dwaram Yositam Sanghi Sangam
Mahantaste Samasitta Prasanta
Mahantaste Samasitta Prasanta
Vimanyavaha Suridaha Sadhavoye
Vimanyavaha Suridaha Sadhavoye
Mahat Sevam Dwaram Ahur Vimukte
Mahat Sevam Dwaram Ahur Vimukte
Samo Dwaram Yositam Sanghi Sangam
Samo Dwaram Yositam Sanghi Sangam
Mahantaste Samachita Prashanta
Mahantaste Samachita Prashanta
Vimanyava Suhrida Sadhavoye
Vimanyava Suhrida Sadhavoye
Mahatseva Dharam Ahur Vimuktes
Mahatseva Dharam Ahur Vimuktes
Tamo Dwaram Yositam Sanghi Sangam
Tamo Dwaram Yositam Sanghi Sangam
Mahantaste Samachitta Prasanta
Mahantaste Samachitta Prasanta
Vimanyava Surida Sadhavoye
Vimanyava Surida Sadhavoye
Mahat Sevam Dwaram Ahur Vimukte
Mahat Sevam Dwaram Ahur Vimukte
Tamo Dwaram Yositam Sanghi Sangam
Tamo Dwaram Yositam Sanghi Sangam
Mahantaste Samachitta Prashanta
Mahantaste Samachitta Prashanta
Vimanyavaha Suhridaha Sadhavoye
Vimanyavaha Suhridaha Sadhavoye Mahasevam Dwaram Ahur Vimukte Tamo Dwaram Yositam Sanghi Sangam
Mahantaste Samachitta Prasanta
Vimanyava Surida Sadhavoye
Service to the spiritually
advanced persons
called Mahatmas.
Dharam,
the way.
Ahu,
they say.
Vimukte,
of liberation.
Tamodaram,
the way to the
dungeon of a dark.
Dungeon of a dark. Hellish condition of life.
Hellish condition of life.
Joshitam of women, Shangi of associates, Sangam association, Mahanta highly advanced in a spiritual understanding. De Samosita persons who see
everyone
in a spiritual identity. Prashanta, very peaceful, situated in Brahman or Bhagavan. Vimannabha, without anger. One must distribute Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness to persons who are hostile without becoming angry to them. Surida, well wishers of everyone. Sadhava, qualified devotees without abominable behavior. Translation. Please repeat after me. One can attain the path of liberation, from material bondage, only by rendering service to highly advanced spiritual personalities. These personalities are impersonalists and devotees. Whether one wants to march into the Lord's existence or wants to associate with the personality of Godhead, one should render service to the Mahatmas, who are not interested in such activities, who associate with people, fond of women and sex. The path of hell is wide open. The Mahatmas are
equipoised.
They do not see any difference between one living entity and another. They are very peaceful and fully engaged in devotional service. They are devoid of anger. And they work for the benefit of everyone. They do not behave in any abominable way. Such people are known as Mahatmas. Perfect. The human body is like a junction. One may either take the path of liberation or the path leading to a hellish condition. How one can take these paths is described herein. On the path of liberation, one associates with Mahatmas, and on the path of bondage, one associates with those attached to sense gratification and women. There are two types of Mahatmas, the impersonalist and devotees. Although their ultimate goal is different, the process of emancipation is almost the same. Both want eternal happiness. One seeks happiness in impersonal Brahman, and the other seeks happiness in the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As described in the first verse, Brahma Sukham. Brahma means spiritual or eternal. Both the impersonalist and the devotees
back to hell
seek eternal blissful life. In any case, it is advised that one become perfect. In the words of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila 22:87, Achat Sangha Tyage Vaishnava Achar, Stri Sangi Ek asadhu Krishna abhaktar. To remain unattached to the modes of material nature, one should avoid associating with those who are asad, materialistic. There are two kinds of materialists. One is attached to woman and sense gratification, and the other is simply a non-devotee. On the positive side is association with Mahatmas, and the negative side is the avoidance of non-devotees and woman hunters.
Any question or comment? You can go to next class.
Next verse, translation.
Yes, please. Also, give the passage.
Those who are interested in reviving Krishna consciousness and increasing their love of Godhead do not like to do anything that is not related to Krishna. They are not interested in mingling with people who are busy maintaining their bodies, eating, sleeping, mating and defending. They are not attached to their homes, although they may be householders. Nor they attached to wives, children, friends or wealth. At the same time, they are not indifferent to the execution of their duties. Such people are interested in collecting only enough money to keep the body and soul together. Purport. Whether he is an impersonalist or a devotee, one who is actually interested in advancing spiritually should not mingle with those who are simply interested in maintaining the body by means of the so-called advancement of civilization. Those who are interested in spiritual life should not be attached to homely comforts in the company of wife, children, friends, and so forth. Even if one is grihastha and has to earn his livelihood, he should be satisfied by collecting only enough money to maintain body and soul together. One should not have more than that, nor less than that. As indicated herein, a householder should endeavor to earn money for the execution of bhakti yoga. Sarvanam kirtanam vishnu saranam pada shivanam archanam bandhanam dasyam sakham atmanivedanam. A householder should lead such a life that he gets full opportunity to hear and chant. He should worship the deity at home, observe festivals, invite friends in and give them prasad. A householder should earn money for this purpose, not for sense gratification. Next verse.
Maharaj, can I ask? How is that an impersonalist can be Mahatma or transcendentalist?
How can be impersonalist?
Impersonalist can be a Mahatma or transcendentalist.
Why not? Why not? You have got Mahatma's good qualities. Mahatmanas to Maham Partha Daiving Pogiting Astito. They are protected by his Krishna's Daivi Prakriti. So impersonalist, why not? God is person, God is also impersonal. Yes or no? God has got personal feature, impersonal feature. Some people are attached to impersonal feature. Some people are attached to personal feature. Those who are personalist, they are attached to personal feature. The impersonalist, attached to impersonal feature. But we are personalist, we follow our parampara. And others, because even if you see an impersonalist, the sannyasi, one should pay obeisance and say, nothing wrong. He's controlling senses. Bhacha vegam, manasa vegam, krodha vegam, udara upastha mano vegam. Not easy. How many persons can do that? Pithivim sasishya. He can, throughout the world, he can go and teach others and instruct. He is called Goswami or Swami. Without doing this, this is dress is not. I tell you one story. Once somebody entered the guest life, He has got wife, children. Suddenly one day he becomes disgusted. Seeing the other side of Gyastha life, responsibility, he said to his guru, I don't think I changed my mind. I think I want to become renowned. Oh, I see. You want to be. So you are serious? Yes. Renunciation is with the heart, actually. Everything, all the other things are external. Dress, danda, all these things are sannyasi. If somebody has, people go him, pay him obeisance, and he get mahaprasad. And he enjoys this thing, he goes to hell. Real sannyasi means he is not attached to the vishaya, sense object. Otherwise, he is a pretender, and he has to pay a high price, ending with melancholy. It's happened. Take things from granted. They have to pay for the high price. And those who live very simple and austere life, is okay. He's not attached to the fruit of his whatever he does. Live meagerly as far as bodily necessity is concerned. So, he said, you really want to answer? Don't be attached to your life partner. Think that she is your object of sense gratification and your children. As a matter of duty, you do. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Grihe Thako, Bane Thako. Whether you become a Grihastha, whether you become a Brahmachari or Sannyasi, it doesn't matter. As long as you practice Krishna consciousness. Everything has got some positive, negative side, merits, demerits, opportunities, and sometimes deprived of. So, Prabhupada said, Dilli ka laddu jo khaya o pastaya, nahi khaya o bhi pastaya. That means there is something you enjoy, then later on you are in melancholy. You say, oh, I should not be that. And one who has not enjoyed, he is thinking, oh, I am deprived of this thing, he is lamenting. So both are more or less in one way same position. Again, positively also. If somebody becomes dressed like a sannyasi or a brahmachari, but is not real, he has to pay for high price. And somebody grihastha, the real grihastha means the ideal, he is very self-controlled, with relation to whatever the facilities he is given and license, he is as good as a brahmachari. This is Vaishnava life. But ultimately, a Vaishnava is beyond this sannyas, beyond all these things, grihastha. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, though is the ideal grihastha, Kali Yuga grihastha life is normal. It is difficult to remain pure in Brahmacharya Sannyas, according to some. So, but there is different opinion. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, though he is grihastha, he was very great Vaishnava. He does everything as a matter of duty, in his matrimonial life or family life. And he is not attached to all these things. So, time came when Sannyas is going to learn from him. Because he is a Vaishnava. There is Sukadeva Goswami. So he is renounced little boy. His father said, go to learn from Janakraj, who is a great king, living luxuriously with beautiful wife, children, and this, that. Going there. What does it mean? When Vaishnava is greatest. But in general, it is, if somebody is a true brahmachari, true sannyasi, he can make more advancement in this ashram. Provided you have to tolerate his urges, which is difficult, and live a very simple life with meager necessities. He sleeps like a dog. He's alert. It will sound at once. He meditates like a stork, who is always, seems like meditating, standing in one leg in the water, but he's meditating always very fish. Kop! Again, he is meditating fish. As Brahmachari, he is always meditating on Krishna. Anything else come? Only Krishna. And he takes bath like a crow. Quick little. Working day and night for the spiritual leader. And sometimes he forgot under the guidance of Sri Chaitanya. So everybody cannot. He cannot maintain his spirituality and Kali Yuga, that is forbidden. So otherwise it leads to melancholy one day. He will be crying. Or if had it been in India, sometimes he would commit suicide. He cannot face anywhere. So they look like renounce, but he may be Godas, otherwise Goswami. So look like Grihastha, but he may be Gyamedi. Ghabratanam Adanta Govi Vishatam Tamisra. Enter into region where unlimited sense gratification is allowed. So it's better to become either true Brahmachari, true Sannyasi, ultimately true Vaishnava. So Bhakti Yoga is a Grihathak. Either you are in Grihastha Ashram or renounce Brahmachari or Sannyasi, it doesn't matter. Whether you are becoming Vaishnava, that is what matters. So everybody should try to become a Vaishnava or a Vaishnava. He is great or she is great. Some saintly person say, in my society, men, women are there, but some may not be sannyasi, they cannot take, but they are no less than a sannyasi because they are collecting so much money, but they are not attached to, don't put anything in their pocket, give away everything. They are as good as renounced. Though may not have, they cannot take danda or preach to others like sitting on an asana. So sitting on an asana, like a guru and all these things, very dangerous. Just like a king, he looks like he is putting on crown and so much he has got power, but actually he feels he's like he has got a crown made of thorns. And he suffers sometimes, very badly, unless he becomes an ideal king. So these things are there. Everything has got responsibility and facility. But not once, once somebody tries to abuse it, he has to pay high. He has got high penalty for him in the future. A high price. So one should know this thing, consult with spiritual leaders' experience, and accordingly take ashram. Krishna is not looking at which ashram you belong to. Krishna is saying, how much you love Krishna. That is what matters. If you love Krishna, you will be detached to materialistic way of life, of sense gratification, gross or subtle. Kanak, Kamini, attraction towards wealth, attraction towards opposite gender, and attraction towards position, name, fame, adoration. That is Vaishnava. Make sense?
Yes.
Yes or no? But it sometimes could be difficult. That is the price we have to give. Pay. Otherwise, out, Baba. Kick out one day. Higher authority is watching. One day, kick out. He fulfills your desire, you came with another motive, and you don't, are not attracted. Like Krishna passes. And gradually, leave. Don't show interest. It's not easy to become a pastor of the Lord, going back to God. Millions of life one is suffering. And God is giving me a chance. Jeshang Tanta Gatang Pam. First of all, give up sinful activity. Drinking, too much in intermingling, fond of opposite gender, eating all food in a mode of passion, in exhaustion, drugs, gambling. Prabhupada will never say that, never compromise with this. Moment again going back, very sorry. You get kicked from Maya. Again to come back to Krishna consciousness. Better be serious. Serious means you are handling with a big razor, German, shaving. In the darkness, any moment can finish. Spiritual life gone. So one should be extremely careful. Krishna said to the kings, he delivered from the hand of Jarasandha. And he said, in this material world, in material all affairs, you should deal very care, very cautious. If you misuse this human form of life, which is rarest of the rare, you glide down to 8 million of millions of lives suffering lower species. This school, college, education they don't give. So Prabhupada said, this is slaughterhouse. Next life, he may be working so hard, big plan. After death, become a cockroach and moving in his same house in the commode of his toilet. Or a Mickey Mouse, cat, rat, bat. Who wants to become? So if you are serious, act in Krishna consciousness. Sukhdev Goswami had got only, Maharaj Parikshit had got only 7 days. We don't know. Next moment maybe. Finish. We never think. Somebody says, how Maharaj can become serious? Simply you think of Krishna and also think of, who will tell?
Death.
Death is standing behind you in darkness. One who does not think, he is taking. Dang, dang, dang. What is that? Magnolia. Pesta flavor. Dot, 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 hot. Up. He is digging his own grave of spiritual life. And go back. Say, I have got the passport to Vaikuntha. I have done this, this, this. I have done this, this. Jai Vijay asks. I'm sorry we don't have. What is that? Chupka.
Gap
chup. Gap chup. Here is nothing. Nothing like that. You stand behind, outside the door, make some parlor, and have enjoy, and then play Madanga Kattal Hari Ram. We'll ask the Lord whether you are allowed. Lord takes it? No. Lord takes? No, you come. You don't know? Hare. Raj. Atta Cholli Shnagi. Atta Puri. Again, I'm a soft Priya Shlok. All again, again I read. I like this one. Who knows what Rishabha means?
Greatest.
Greatest. God is greatest. In the Oxford Dictionary, it is said, definition of God, who was a supreme being, is supreme in all respects. Greatest. The greatest thief also. His greatest cheat. Many of us come to Krishna to cheat, have got different other motives, dhanda, purpose. After his desire is fulfilled, he gradually slackens his Krishna power. He doesn't show much interest. Then one day goes away. Then again, God takes away his money, whatever he wanted. Again, back to the Mickey Mouse. Blah! Musiko Baba. You know that story? Who was it? Who was there like that? You know that story? So one Mickey Mouse came. So maybe sage give blessing. Please give me blessing. What do you want? He's making a cat. Huh? I am disturbed. This cat, I have to running. He's running after me. I have to hide. Come on to the water. Saha! Let it be. You become a cat. Meow, meow. After sages, he's doing his sadhana. Again, the cat is coming. Who's that? Same cat. What do you want? Meow, meow, meow. What does it mean? Can you make this dog is not disturbed? Oh, well, exactly like this. Dog is disturbed. I have to run away from the dog. So what do you want? Can you make me a dog? So task to let it be. Ho, ho, dog. So this is happening in the mental world, or whatever you call spiritual life. Many people you think I have become. In Bengali they are saying Jai Jai Lanka Sai Hai Ravan. Whatever it may be, suddenly he gets some position. Others see, hurry, he is now treating us differently. I thought he is like this. Now he got the position. And when he loses the position, he thinks it is so valuable. He's seeing that. But actually it is not him, it is the chair. Give him power. Again, dog is came. He is very, very mild and gentle. What do you want? And he's flapping his, you find here dog come flapping. Tuk, 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 tuk. That means he want to ask me something, please, please. What do you want? Can you make me a tiger? Okay, come on. Tiger, Baba, become a beggar. Oh, he's looking here and there, tiger's nature. Suddenly, he looked at this egg and staring long time. What? Why are you doing like this? Why are you staring at me? What do you want? You want to eat me? Yes, I want to eat you. Oh, all right. Pura! Mushi go, Baba. Again, Mickey Mouse. Mew, mew, mew. The our condition. You don't become Krishna. Simply think of I want this, I want that. I don't want to tell what you want. Then Krishna says, okay. First day, nowadays, people getting power, money, so many things, he doesn't care God. Who is God? I we are God. Whatever I like, I can do. And they are doing. Sometimes some people become crazy. They don't care for rule, regulation, culture. Let us do something new. What is new? Let us go back to nature. In the nature, what you see? Huh? Everybody, what he likes, he doing. He has no rule, regulation. No moral. So live like tiger or whatever, animal. Animal has no clothing. No clothing. Oh, make big club. Somewhere in the forest, go to the forest, live in the forest. Prabhupada said, again, you go back, yeah, stone age, people, Adivasi, or whatever, called primitive age, go back to primitive age. So, and it's becoming like that, Prabhupada said, somewhere in the world. Because they have got a lot of money, he doesn't have to care for his, think for his putting lodging, clothing. Someone having club. You are becoming again back to, like Mickey Mouse, back to you don't accept God, whatever you like, you become primitive age people. Any question, comment? You go, you see some places, still people there, maybe dense forest, Africa or some other island, not far from India, even 1200 kilometers.
Maharaj, in Barcelona, in the beach, almost everybody.
Why Barcelona Beach? I think many other. These, where is it called? It doesn't come the name, many places.
And the three girls, sisters, the young, they came to me and said, Mataji, take out the skirt. The police will come and they will.
Next life become a tree. Remain like that. Any comment, any question? One devotee taking one man, and his wife says, why are you taking my husband? No, he wants to see the sea beach. No! No, no, I don't want my husband to go to sea beach. My God. Read, next. No question, comment. We can go to next part. This is advancement. Material advancement. Next verse.
Nunam pramatta krute vikarma.
Nunam pramatta krute vikarma.
Jatindriya pritaya aprinati.
Jatindriya pritaya aprinati.
Nasadu manne jadatmanayam.
Nasadu manne jadatmanayam.
Asannapi kleshad asadeha.
Asannapi kleshad asadeha.
Translation. When a person considers sense gratification the aim of life, he certainly becomes mad after materialistic living and engages in all kinds of sinful activity.
This is called hedonistic life, whole material civilization is there. Sense gratification is the be all and end all. First start with tea, then stronger coffee, then dhummachade. That means What is Dhumma Chadi?
Dhumma Chadi mad.
Dhum means like, you know,
make everyone mad.
Like a, yeah, become like a mad dance.
Become like a mad dance. Enjoy. Enjoy. Mastikar, one guard say in the television. Mastikar, have fun, lot of whatever you like, you do. This is material. You see, it's called hedonistic life. Mean sense gratification is the ultimate goal of life. I do as much, whether by stealing, whether by borrowing, get money and enjoy whatever you like. This is going to a darkest region of ignorance. Next life, what lower species? Good God knows. Because most of them are hog, dog like. Like body to get.
He does not know that due to his past misdeeds, he has already received a body which, although temporary, is the cause of his misery. Actually, the living entity should not have taken on a material body, but he has been awarded the material body for sense gratification. Therefore, I think it not befitting an intelligent man to involve himself again in the activities of sense gratification by which he perpetually gets material bodies one after another. Purport. Begging, borrowing, and stealing.
You see, I've seen many things I tell, Prabhupada told. Tell, I find, what? Prabhupada is almost same thing saying. Prabhupada told me one day, just repeat what I said, that is your question. So I tried to, I find it, it comes out saying. I didn't see this. Many times I said, just a jigsaw puzzle.
Begging, borrowing, and stealing to live for sense gratification is condemned in this verse.
In a newspaper show, one guy and his wife and other maybe children say, they are simply enjoying, but living a life like a hog and a dog. His name is, I am Mr. What is it? Haggard. Harrod. He lives a hedonistic life. Simply eating meat and drinking. And nowadays you don't see those horse drawn, you know, the stanga or car. It's so nice before. 30-40 years before in Vrindavan, I used to see so many. I go to Barsan, I go to these, so many people.
Yes, one video of him was Louis Baza, Govinda Mandir coming to Vrindavan by.
Wanted here, from here I want to go to Barsan, Nandagam, nobody's taking. Then one man said, you come, you can stay in my house. I said, no, I'll come back. There's no take, then I got up and going. So nice. Not pak-pak, tee-tee, becoming like big city, Calcutta, Bombay, Madras. Okay.
Sense gratification is condemned.
Even Western country nowadays, they have got old system. Sometimes university students earn money by horse drawn, you know, the ghora gadi. They're going, and many people like, they have got time, tourists, and go and then give him money. He dressed like old days, hat, this, that dress, and go. He's like going back to old days. Huh?
Calcutta.
I saw where, one American city, I think, Denver I saw. And it's a very neat and clean city. Nearby is Boulder. Boulder city nearby, not very far, but ISKCON has got, here ISKCON has a temple, ISKCON there has got a university campus, they preach. That we all, the devotees, I went there, they're distributing prasad, distributing books. Another Maharaj there, he has got his own van. He go around in whole, he's alone. He goes out with his own van and distribute book, distribute. He says, so much, you should do like that. His name is what? Ganapati Swami. The glasses say, so much, you should do like me. I say, your idea is very good, I wish I can. But you are very hard working, I can. No, nothing is required. You just arrange, just like whole small van is like a room, like a small kitchen and everything. Very nice. They know, they're very organized. No.
in this verse. Because such consciousness leads on to dark, hellish condition. The four sinful activities are illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling. These are the means by which one gets another material body that is full of miseries.
I remember Prabhupada, somebody approached one big person and telling Prabhupada, we can have more followers if you, you know, you don't have this four restrictions. Prabhupada said, no, no, this is the pillar of sinful life. We can have many followers. Then other leaders say, stop, don't tell Prabhupada, you make your own system. Prabhupada said, if you make anything, then don't give the name ISKCON. Okay, in that case, at least two things you can relax. What is that? They are allowed at least two things, you don't restrict this. So what is that? Okay. And intermingling opposite gender. Prabhupada said, no, I can't. This is also most sinful. Then you make society, but don't give my name. My name, my ISKCON name. And you get more followers. Wasted. I was morning walk, I was with Prabhupada. Again, this leader is saying. Others, again, chastise. Come here. Don't talk to Prabhupada. Why did you? Ask. It has discussed, then ask. Something like
that. In the Vedas, it is said, Asanga hi aham purusha. The living entity is...
has nothing to do with this material world.
The living entity is not really connected with this material world. But due to his tendency to enjoy the material senses, he is put into the material condition. One should perfect his life by associating with devotees.
So many things in the material world are attractive. Pleasing to the tongue, pleasing to the others in the ear, pleasing to the eyes. He gets stuck. Just like a honey bee goes to drink honey and suddenly gets stuck. Maybe somebody want to get something with the hand, catch some apple, and there is a trap, maybe got caught, and he cannot take out. But if he lose the apple, then maybe it is possible. But he won't, he doesn't like to.
This is the way we can
catch monkey.
Catch monkeys.
Yeah, trap.
Yeah? Monkeys. Monkey dhara ei phal. Monkey, they don't...
Let go. They have like a picture. One picture with the...
They hold the things and they cannot take out the hand.
If they give a tie, then
yeah,
he can...
Then he can...
He won't give a... So many people are monkey like that. So devotees sometimes use this thing. Some or other put in his hand the book. And he thinks it's mine. He possesses you. He doesn't want to give. Okay. Take the, you read this, that. Can you give little? When he takes out, suddenly stop. He said, can you give little donation? Then they say, this is the catch. It's like a hook. You pretend that you are giving away. Not giving. Because people are also like that. They have to be there. Treated like what can be done for his good. So devotee do drama sometimes. They give training. How you distribute so many? Okay, you show another person act like a people walking in the street, ladies and men, and you go distribute. Show how to do this, and you act and so like that. Do drama. You understand inside? So they have an idea how to do this thing. You have heard about this car, and he is not. Nod his head. See whether he does. As long as he's not doing, he make him.
Yes.
Yes. You heard. So this is a good book. Yeah. Like, almost like mesmerizing. You read it. Yes. You read it. Yeah. So take it. You take it. Yes. Now you can give little bit. Give at least this, yes. Thank you very much. Take this prasad. Bye bye. After sorry, this guy he mesmerized me. By that time he without vanished. By Sahajam. Gup chup.
He should not become further implicated in the material body.
Is that finished?
And that is the finish. Even the purpose. Verse
9-10. You want to continue? Prasad you get in time. In time you have to go to get prasad. Nowadays you have to pay prasad, na?
No prasad.
25 rupees, please.
আপনাকে বলছিলাম যে আপনি